USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There is a meeting for peace taking shape in Paris as leaders with Israel and Hamas are reportedly coming together soon. The Israeli War Cabinet has just recently agreed to send representatives this weekend. According to an anonymous source for USA Today, both sides are ready to discuss a ceasefire and are willing to make concessions now. Israel has said the killing will not stop until there is a new deal on hostage releases. Since fighting began in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terror attack in Israel, over 30,000 people have died. More than 82,000 have been injured. By far, most have been Palestinians. Not quite half, but close, roughly 4 in 10. That's the number of Americans who know someone who has died as the result of a drug overdose. John Schaefer has the story.
According to a recent study published in the American Journal of Public Health, over 40% of Americans have a connection to someone who has died from a drug overdose. The RAND Corporation, a nonprofit think tank, highlights a gap in research focusing on the aftermath of fatal drug overdoses. The study suggests that more than 40 million adults have experienced disruption in their lives due to overdose-related bereavement.
The judge in former President Trump's civil fraud case denying a request from Trump's legal team to delay the enforcement of penalties. The defense team had asked for a delay of 30 days to allow for what they called an orderly post-judgment process. Trump was ordered to pay a $355 million fine plus interest. Typically, he'd have to pay that amount in full if he wants to appeal the decision. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages stem from mere technical glitches or might be part of a cyber attack. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security investigating now. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
A black Texas school student has lost his court case hoping to preserve the ability to wear dreadlocks at school. He's been suspended from school for wearing the hairstyle. Recent Texas legislation called the Crown Act was written to prevent the discrimination of people based on their hairstyle. However, a judge in the case ruled in favor of the Barbers Hill School District north of Houston, saying its policy included a restriction on hair length, not hair style.
What kind of message do they send when they tell him that he should conform? Conform to what? To European standards?
Representative Ron Reynolds, who helped write the Crown Act, came to the boy's defense. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers who have been in repayment for a decade or more and who originally took out $12,000 or less. Biden offering his sympathies to the family of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. On Thursday in San Francisco, the president convened with Navalny's widow and daughter, just days following his passing in a Russian detention center. Holding Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for Navalny's demise, Biden said he intends to unveil a significant sanctions package Friday aimed at holding Russia to account. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.